If you're prone to angry outbursts, you may need to pay attention to new research which has established a link between the emotion and heart attacks. A study has found the risk of heart attack is more than 8 times higher in the 2 hours after an angry outburst. Sarah Sedgie reports.
Second stop, please.
Answer my question! The question, jerk!
It's research that John McEnroe may have found useful during his famed tennis career. Anger puts you at greater risk of heart attack. The link was found by the first Australian study to examine how emotional triggers put people at risk. The lead author of the research is Dr. Thomas Buckley from the University of Sydney and Royal North Shore Hospital.
I think this research confirms that there truly is a risk between high-level anger, that acute emotional response, and heightened risk of having a heart attack.
So what kind of anger makes someone vulnerable? The research used a scale of 1 to 7 and found anger ranked at level 5 or higher was dangerous. This isn't annoyance or feeling irritated, it's clenched fist rage. And for around 2 hours after the outburst, you're still at risk.
We know that anger can induce physical symptoms and such as increased heart rate, increased blood pressure. But we also know from laboratory-based studies that anger also induces inflammatory changes in the body and blood changes that are associated with clotting, coagulation changes. And so those changes are likely to take a while to reverse.
Most heart attacks related to anger in the study were caused by arguments with family or others. Fury from driving and work were also a factor. Dr. Buckley's research examined the cases of hundreds of people admitted to Royal North Shore Hospital in Sydney.
In that sample, 2.2% had high-level anger. If we extrapolate that across the number of heart attacks that occur in Australia per year, that would equate to about 1,100 individuals having anger-triggered heart attacks.
But if you're prone to rage, there's advice to help minimise health risks.
We found that a lot of the anger episodes were related to interpersonal, you know, relationships or communication breakdown with other individuals. And if that's occurring on a regular basis, perhaps in the work setting, etc., then perhaps learning assertiveness skills would be a useful tool to help alleviate anger becoming to that level where you become more at risk.
It's also recommended to be aware of your anger triggers and try to control your thinking in emotional situations.
You can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious!
The research has been published in the European Heart Journal.
Sarah Sedgie reporting there.